Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, the Holiness of Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, on the Word of the King, my brother Jay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you, straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incredible seed of the Word of God, which lives in the body forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
Those things aren't cheap. And So when I stand up here today, I've been blessed because God gave it back to us. I mean, I was blessed. That was blessed, hallelujah. But here's the real blessing. The place it was found is where I always let my dog ride in the car in the back seat. And the way she likes to chew on everything, it is God alone that kept her from chewing anything up. It was right in the back seat. Right where she could have got her teeth right onto. But she never once touched that cane. It was always back there. One day my wife was looking for something, there it was, broad as light, right in front of her. See, boy, she just about had a spell, and I did too.
All right.
Like a blue blessed. I mean, we're all blessed when we're able to breathe.
Yeah.
And our hearts are beating. We're blessed.
Very good.
I mean, some blessings are bigger than others, and some people get confused about when you say you've been blessed. Well, I want you to know I was blessed.
Yes, sir.
And I sure enough went before to God in the But God bless us, give us back the same way. For I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Tonight, for a scripture reading, I'd like you all to turn to Matthew 16.
Alright.
Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. Matthew 16, verses 24 to 16. We'll have a pastor read our scripture.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the world, the whole world, and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
For a thought tonight. I'd like to use for a thought tonight, soul shopping. Are you willing to pay the price? Soul shopping. Are you willing to pay the price? I feel like God wants me to be all that He wants me to be. But others don't see that the Lord, He lives in me. Just because I don't see you, doesn't mean God can't see me. All I want is to lend a helping hand, but I just cannot understand the cruel things people say as they laugh and walk away. Just because I don't see you doesn't mean God can't see me. If God shrink away His sight, maybe then they would see the light. God will hear soon, hear you, but if man tried to, just because
But only one-eighth of what we need to
is all anybody offers to say, keep going and win somebody. That's all that's there. But we keep going and God keeps blessing. Why? Because one soul is worth
it.
Well, how much is a soul worth? Well, for you that are lost, I want you to know tonight, you are worth more than you'll ever know.
Amen.
You are worth so much that God, in the form of Jesus Christ, came down and gave His very life for you. And then we complain if we have to have a
trap.
We complain if we have to tell somebody, you know Jesus. But I want you to know tonight, if you don't know Jesus, you're worth a whole lot. If you're saved, you ought to be shouting because God saved you. And you still are worth a lot. Because God died for you. He shed His blood so that you won't have to go to hell. My question to you tonight is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to say to one sinner, God loves you? I heard it during the testimony time. Some of us may not even listen. Girl, come right up here. I don't recognize her voice yet, so please forgive me. Okay, I'm still learning. And she said that she told that girl that told her about getting high and all that, and this girl said she's going to be her. She said, I don't think you can. She said, you ain't taking this down. Why? Because she knows she is worth a whole lot.
Right.
She also knows that soul in that girl, not the girl so much, because she's the girl that's a sinner, but the soul is worth a whole lot. Isn't that crazy? The Bible tells us, he that winneth souls is wise. Wait a minute. Who wants to be wise tonight?
Alright.
Come on, I want you to. Who wants to be wise tonight?
Yeah.
If you want to be wise, win somebody.
Amen.
It don't take a lot. Now, of course, I know you're going to be strange, but then again, what are you telling them? You're telling them a guy came out this guy, he came down into a virgin, he lived 33 years, never sinned one time. He was crucified on a cross. And he was buried, and while he was in the tomb, his soul went down into hell. 3 days, 10 months later, at the grave, and then he said he walked around for a while, then he ascended into heaven, and then he said he
comes
back.
Okay.
But that's the gospel. Why? Because one soul was worth
it.
Amen.
One soul won. It took one person. I've seen this church go, and I've never seen any other church go so far. I'm glad you do. Church, keep doing it. When one soul comes up front here and y'all start just having yourself a ball, wait a minute, you ain't going out doing this. So just keep doing it. You might as well warm up down here because you're up there, just going to do it anyway. Amen? Because one soul is worth it tonight. How about you tonight? Do you know Jesus?
Thank you.
Told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. The cursed. Yet everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Until next time, God bless you and yours.